damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166. Or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF. Or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Gun owners and target shooters, there's a new place in town to shop. Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton has a huge selection of hard-to-find models of Smith & Wesson, Springfield Armory, and Kimber. Visit Metro's 13-lane indoor range for a fun day of target shooting. Metro also carries reloading supplies and has a gunsmith on-site. The newest location of Metro Shooting Supplies is on St. Charles Rock Road, near Fifi. Or visit Metro's original store and range in downtown Belleville. Go to buylearnshoot.com for more. That's buylearnshoot.com.
Century 21 agents are high-tech, gadget-packing problem solvers with an appetite for getting things done. Call one today. Century 21. Smarter, bolder, faster.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Excuse me, Flo. Flow like the TV show. What is the soup du jour?
It's the soup of the day.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. I'll have that.
Was that Garth and Wayne? What was that from?
Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, Dumb and Dumber.
I think they're. I heard they're doing another one with the original guys. They did that awful sequel with two other people.
Yeah, man, that was criminal. It really was. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Gather around. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I needed a Walgreens before the show, and I was about a mile from here. And I had something in my teeth, and I couldn't get it. Drive me nuts. You ever have like a little piece of chicken or something, and you cannot.
I have dental floss in my purse.
Well, I knew. Well, here, I thought there has to be a Walgreens right because normally
they're everywhere.
Yeah, normally any other time I'm driving, every 2 minutes I see a Walgreens. Of course, I'm at the Page and 270. There is no Walgreens around here.
Dorset.
Dorset over there. By
that's like a mile away.
It's on the other side of the highway.
Yeah. Well, I pulled one of them up on the my GPS of my phone, and I went there. Wah, wah, old database wasn't there anymore. Oh. And the street name wasn't even the same. So now I'm on 80 Road or something. I've already driven 4 miles looking for something it said was a mile away. Now I'm thinking, okay, by the time I get to a Walgreens, I'll have driven 10 miles. I gave up. And I thought, I'll eventually, get this out of my teeth. But Tina brings up an interesting point. The more I thought about it, I thought, out of the women that work here, I'll bet half of them carry dental floss. The first woman I asked, Sherry, in traffic.
She goes, sure, right
no,
here.
Not only sure, brand new.
Wow.
Never, and it was that Glide ribbon
floss.
Oh, the good stuff.
I bet you could ask all the guys here, maybe one would have it.
Yeah, guys don't carry dental floss. But it was driving me nuts. And Sherry works in traffic with Mark Harris. And if people are wondering, well, what does that mean, traffic? They literally direct the traffic. When we come in to the garage, they stand outside and they let the KTRS people. They show us where the good empty spots are.
Right.
That's what they do.
And at night they have a flashlight that they wave?
Yes, if we have to come out here at night. And we're here a lot at night working on the show.
Oh.
And so how about it for the traffic department?
Yeah.
Because I never fail to get a good spot. in the garage, thanks to Mark and Sherry.
They're the best.
And Sherry, thanks for having dental floss in your purse. Your predecessor, Karen, she always had dental floss. Mm. Now, do you carry a toothbrush in your purse?
I usually do. I know I have toothpaste right now.
Man. Now, see?
What don't you have in
this
that
is
purse?
The difference between men and women. If one guy here had toothpaste with him, I'd say... You're metrosexual.
Yeah.
Or you're gay.
What are you?
Or
jerk?
You're OCD about your teeth or something. We don't carry toothpaste, but I'll bet you half the women here have a toothbrush and maybe even toothpaste with them and dental floss. And it's pretty much, there's not much that you can't ask a woman for. They got to put something in those purses. And the bigger the purse, the more stuff you have to put in, or it looks stupid. You open it up and it's mostly empty.
Yeah, I told Tina we should have her just empty the contents of her purse on the counter.
Well, there might be some personal feminine.
I even have these from Ballast Dental Care.
Oh, my goodness. She's got one
of those
dental mirrors. No, the mirror.
Oh.
Who carries a dental mirror and a metal pick? You stole these. They gave them to me. These are professional
I know they are.
Dental tools that you stole.
A dental mirror?
Just in case
she's
you
got
need
the sharp metal pick and a mirror.
Man.
In case I lose a tooth or something, I have cement, too.
You carry tooth cement?
Yeah.
Well, she's had a lot of stuff going on recently.
Remember when Monty Hall used to go in the audience and go, okay, I'll give you $500 if you got a book of matches
paperclip.
Or something?
Paperclip in your purse.
That was a great bit.
Yeah.
We need more of that.
That show's still on? What's his name? Wayne Brady hosts it now.
Yeah.
It can't be that.
Let's Make a Deal?
Yeah.
I never did really.
It's on during the early afternoon, I think.
But I do remember the, I'll give you so much money if you have this in your purse. And you know that people who knew they were going to be in the audience loaded their purses with all kinds of goofy crap, hoping that he, not things you'd expect, like lipstick. They're going to have that in there. Do we have, it's Wood Report Day today.
Yeah,
that's why I'm excited. And we're going to find out if there's any Burke segment material or not. Do we have anything?
Well, only one little thing here.
All right. No, I'll show you a little thing. Dan, show her a little thing.
There you go.
That's a little thing. Right
I was
there.
Driving down the highway and, you know, in near my home, there's one of those little hotels that changes names all the time. Now it's
No, I don't know what you
it's
mean.
It's Motel 9.
Nine?
What?
Yeah.
Maybe the sign flipped.
No.
Well, you know what? Maybe it did.
No,
or maybe
it's
the,
like
or maybe
a,
the six fell off.
It's,
that was
it's
in
one
front
of those,
the nine.
Plastic thingies that they put over the other side.
She completely missed it.
I know.
Oh. What's a little hotel that changes name? I don't think I know.
It's just a small hotel. It's been like a King something or other. I think it was a Motel 6 at one time. And
it's those ones where it just looks like
they were modular.
Bunch of
they
kind of
just brought them in and plunked them down on the ground. They were already put together. But Motel 9, I just had never heard of it.
Maybe they only have 9 rooms.
No, they have more. I think they have more.
Is there still the Super 8 Motel?
I think so.
What does that mean, Super 8? And what does the 6, and was Motel 6 originally $6 a night? I'll bet it was. I'll bet that's where they got the name. Because it's not much more than that now.
Isn't that the one where they leave the light on?
They do leave the light on, and they should leave the light on, because otherwise you'd get robbed. Because I've stayed in a Motel 6, and... I will never forget how thin the walls were. It's one of those places where if the people 4 doors down are doing it, you'll hear them through 3 sets of walls. They're just that thin. But it's reasonable. It's cheap. So, I mean, you get a place to sleep and it doesn't cost much money.
Well, there we go. When Motel 6 was founded in 1962, all of its rooms were $6
per
night.
What did I tell
you? There you go.
$6. Wow.
Anything else? Or were you finished?
No, that's about it.
I do. I have something.
I'd like to introduce the... one of the musicians in Harley's Hemorrhoids, Dan Strauss. Dan, what do you have?
Thank you so much, Frank. A couple weeks ago, there's a Walmart by my house on Telegraph Road, and they found someone shoplifting, and then after they did that, they found out that she was cooking meth.
Can I just go back and tell you the first sentence you said?
What did I say?
You said, a couple of weeks ago, there's a Walmart by my house.
I kind of got sidetracked.
Okay.
I was gonna go back to that story. I don't know.
The woman at the Walmart.
The woman at the Walmart.
Start over. Anybody else have anything for the Burke segment?
Yeah, I do, Frank.
Hey, Dan, what do you have?
Hey,
okay, a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. I think it was a few weeks ago. There's a Walmart by my house on Telegraph, and they caught some woman.
Go ahead. No, we're with you. Go ahead.
Got this woman shoplifting. Then they found out that she was cooking meth.
Oh, no, I saw
that. Yeah, it was a big story. Big story in the news, right?
She had a bottle in
it's the cold meth thing, and it's called shake and bake. Is that what it is?
I don't know what they call
that's
it.
That's what I've
just
heard.
I know that she was making meth. So why?
Last night, this is all in the Oakville area.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, there's a gas station right by our house. I mean, right up the street from our house. And I was taking one of my daughter's friends home, and we came back, and they said, look at that gas station. There were all these police there. They had the police tape wrapped around all the gas station. They wanted to go over and see what was going on. I'm like, not anything good is going on if there's police tape wrapped around all this stuff.
The police don't like cars just pulling over and watching.
But I don't blame them. I want to go see, too.
Everybody's
see yellow tape. What's going on?
And when a fire engine or an ambulance or something drives down your street and stops, everybody comes out of their house. And
have you ever followed them? I've followed them. I've had a fire
on the
truck.
Road or something.
Well, if it looks like a significant crime or like boom, boom, you know, boom, 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 whoop, 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 and if it's 4 or 5 units, sometimes I've just gotten behind them. I thought, I'm going to see where they're going. I've done that.
So I saw in the news this morning, they're talking about this gas station in Oakville, and one of the attendants there saw some lady walking around in the parking lot there at the gas station and said she was very suspicious. So they called the police. The police show up, find out that she's doing the meth thing, that cold shake and bake deal with the meth, and then they find a bunch of meth on her, and she's at the gas station doing that.
It's the same woman.
Was it the same woman
as they caught before with it in her purse? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know it was.
I think so.
Wow.
I think. I don't know. I don't get the whole meth thing. I still don't even know what that is, meth. I know it means methamphetamines, but I don't know what...
The ingredients. They add battery acid. I mean, there's all kinds of
ammonia
chemicals.
Why would you want to ingest it?
But now they figured out how to do it, so they have those rolling meth labs now. You have them in your car, and
it's essentially a bomb rolling around in your car.
I guess it's the cold stuff, because when you cooked it, that's when it would explode and all that, but I don't know if the cold stuff...
What's the end of your story?
Nothing. That it's just very strange having something like that happen... right by your house. It's just really, really weird, and it's like two incidents.
It almost sounds to me like you are in a meth neighborhood that maybe you're involved in the distribution of crystal meth.
Oh.
And that you're doing this to throw people off, deflecting, taking the focus off you to other parts of the area you live in. You don't have to say anything if it's true.
Hmm. All right.
Anything else for the Burke segment?
A little extra money, but
do we have anything? No, I don't have any.
All right, Burke segment's officially closed. Bob Costas, and I know that a lot of people have had fun the last couple of days with what he had to say in his comments regarding the chicken man, the guy who got on camera at the U.S. Open, and then Bob Costas said, well, any moment the
gendarmes?
The gendarmes will be taking him away. And I know a lot of people have commented on, what? But that's Bob Costa. Dennis Miller is the same. These guys are so smart that I don't think they realize that most of us, and I mean like 99.9% of us, aren't nearly as smart as they are. And so they'll make a reference that's some obscure reference to us that I think they sometimes believe... Well, everybody knows what
gendarmes.
The gendarmes. No, we don't. And I'll give you real quickly. I told the story once before. I'm reading years ago the Post. And Bob Costas and Bill McClellan. I like Bill McClellan. And don't write me and say, oh, okay, so you agree with his politics. I don't know what his politics are. I like the way he writes. He's a real newspaper man. He looks like a newspaper man, like he slept in his clothes for 2 weeks. He looks like a newspaper man. So there's an article, and it's a story about a banquet, a dinner. And Costas is there, and Bill McClellan is there. And it's said in the article that Bob Costas got up and said, well, I see Bill McClellan is here tonight. You know, Bill has done for men's fashion what Sacco and Vanzetti did for social reform. And says, and the audience roared with laughter. Well, here's why the audience roared with laughter. Because they figured, this is probably a joke, let's laugh, and they didn't want to look stupid. There couldn't be three people in the room who knew who Sacco and Vanzetti were. So I remember reading that, and I went, I looked up Sacco and Vanzetti. Sacco and Vanzetti were a couple of Italian immigrants that were executed because I think they shot a shopkeeper or something. And there was a big to-do about it because then there was a question, well, maybe they really weren't guilty. And it was all about if they hadn't been immigrants, maybe they would have been treated differently. Kind of like what we're going through now. But I wonder if these guys like Miller and Costas think we know what they're talking about, or they know we don't, and they do it just so that every once in a while they can remind us how stupid we are. That could be it, too. So, gendarmes, good one, Bob. And we don't know. We still don't know what it is.
Hey, speaking of,
is it just a law enforcement person?
A constable or some kind of guard.
But it was in San Francisco. So I don't think that's supposed to be like a...
another country. No, I know. but this is what happens when you don't, you know, go to college. What were you going to say?
Speaking of immigrants, did you see where Hispanics are not the number one immigrant now in the United States?
No, it's Asians. And that doesn't mean that there's more Asian population. It means that they're coming in greater numbers than Hispanics are.
They have a higher income, higher education level.
Well, here's another stereotype that I wouldn't mind having laid on me, that Asians are real smart.
Yeah.
Now, if
they seem very, they go into technical fields.
Go to the hospital. Go look at the neurosurgeons and the
or Indians.
Yes.
And they always win spelling bees. It's like, how can that be?
Well, here's how it can be. They know how to spell.
Their parents are very.
The education is a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a bigger deal to their kids than it is for us and our kids.
Right, but if they grew up learning a different language, just think how much harder that would be
to be a good speller. No, you're right. That makes them seem even smarter to me. They're spelling our words.
They put an emphasis on speaking English.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have a lot of phone calls coming in here, and we are going to take any more Burke segment before we go to the phones? All right, here we go. Today is Wood Report Day. That'll be coming up first thing next hour. Till then, it's all yours, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a couple of calls before we take our first break. 314-969-5877. Toll free, 888-550-5877. We start with Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And as always, a pleasure.
Oh, nice.
Hey, hang on here. I just got a text from, what's that guy's name who's on before us? I can't remember his name.
Martin.
He sends me a text. He says, strange but true, Bob Costas did not finish college.
Wow.
Ooh. How about this?
So self-taught.
You know who else didn't finish? Paul Harris didn't finish college, and he's like a genius.
Finishing college.
Jennings, ABC News, didn't finish high school.
High school dropout.
Yeah. High school dropout. I'm sorry, Sean. I know it's your time. Blame Kilcoin for interrupting.
I don't think Albert Einstein finished school either, did he?
You know what? I don't know if he finished, but I think he was one of those C, at best, C students.
Yeah, I don't think college is a good determining factor of an intelligence.
Yeah. No, it's not. What can we do for you, Sean?
Well, hey, I got a quick funny story for you. Back in college, when I was getting my first degree, I was an attendant at a local grocery store and pushing carts in from the parking lot. Hot summer day like today, and I distinctly remember this lady jumps out of the back out of her car and she says, I've been shot, and so I'm freaked out, and I run over to her and she says, I've been shot in the back of the head, and I turn around, and she turns around and she has all this dough on the back of her head.
Hold on, this is the oldest joke. This is a joke. This is not a true story.
No, this is not a joke. This is serious.
Sean.
I swear to God.
Sean, I know this joke. Go ahead.
No, it's not a joke. Okay. I promise you.
Go ahead.
I've heard the joke. Anyway, you know the biscuits that you buy at the grocery store?
Right.
She had a station wagon type vehicle, and she had them sitting on top of her grocery bag, and literally from the time she put them there to the time she sat in her car, it blew up and hit her in the back of the head, and there was this dough substance on her windshield.
So Sean, Sean, was a bullet?
Sean, how can this possibly...
Yeah, I know. How can it happen?
No, tell us this is true and you saw this when I have told this exact same story and read it in emails that were sent to me in letters over the years?
I can tell you when I worked at one of the local grocery stores, this exact thing happened, and it freaked me out. There was dough all over the back of her head, and she jumped out, and I mean, literally, I let the carts go. I was so just freaked out. I promise you it happened.
I guess it's possible that all of the years I've heard this story, that you were really the guy that it actually happened.
A real life joke.
We have found for the first time ever the source of a story that has been passed around over the years.
Was there a punchline to the story that gets passed around?
No. You were talking about exploding things and shopping, you know, at shopping whatever, and
I could see how that could happen.
Popped in my head. I was, as I'm driving, listening to the wonderful station of that, which is 550 KTRS.
Listen to this guy. You know, we don't have anything to give away. We don't have any
prizes. No, I'm not looking for anything to give away. I just thought I'd call in and say always a pleasure.
You're here for the true love of the show. Sean, thank you very much.
All right, you guys have a good day.
All right. I'm not kidding. I've heard that story like 6 times from people. Maybe it really happened to him. This is Marianne, everybody. Hello, Marianne.
Hey, Frank. My daughter and I are in the car listening to your show.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Frank.
Uh-huh. Hi, daughter. What's your daughter's name?
Emily.
Hello, Emily.
I'm 52. She's 15.
Hang on. You're my favorite age.
Yeah.
we both know who Sacco and Vanzetti are.
Well, you're a couple of very smart people who paid attention in history class.
I remember that from high school history, and she just finished her first year, and right away she goes, those are those Italian immigrants. She knew exactly who they were.
Well, you know what? You'd be very proud of your daughter. For not being stupid like a lot of us.
Thanks, Frank.
Hang on, Marianne. Do you get 52 How Are You magazine? You subscribe to that?
Sure.
Okay, good. I just wanted to check.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Marianne.
Okay, thanks, Frank. Bye-bye.
Bye, Emily.
It would have been a different magazine if her daughter wasn't.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly right. Once I realized her daughter was there, I changed the title of the magazine. I don't want to break yet. I just don't feel like it. So let's talk to Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing
great.
First
of all, I don't know who those two guys were. It sounds like an Italian salad dressing or something.
Yeah, it does.
Well, join the club. Most people
wine
don't.
Wine cooler.
But DeCostas is a lot smarter than
that. My call was, a couple weeks ago, you had John Carney on, and that Elton John thing was about the funniest dang thing I have heard. But I got to tell you, I know why he got fired from that radio station.
Mm. Why?
And I didn't go to college, but I'll tell you why he got fired. Because in Eldon, Missouri, that's the same place that Harley Race lives, and no way could they support two big-time celebrities like Harley Race
and John Carney
in the same city. It couldn't happen.
That's a huge payroll right there, those two.
My goodness gracious, yes, they'd have to raise the taxes on six members of Eldon, Missouri, I think.
You got a very good point. I never looked at it that way.
Harley Race, he'd been established down there for years. He has that wrestling school down there.
Yeah, I met him. I met Harley Race a long time ago. Is he still alive?
I never did.
Is he still alive?
I believe he is. He still runs the wrestling school down there.
Wow. Isn't that every parent's dream, that your kid go to wrestling school in Eldon, Missouri?
Yes.
My son's becoming an accountant, and the other son's going to technical school. What about your boy? He's at the Harley Race Wrestling School in Eldon, Missouri.
Didn't he go through a couple of... He had Handsome Harley, and he was King Harley Race, right?
King Harley, yes.
And
I don't want to take up a lot of your time, hear this?
That's all right,
the story about the guy that... Remember the guy that got Kenny... He got murdered, and no one ever talked about... The guy from Missouri, Kenny Sizemore.
Yes,
the mean guy.
In the book was called In Broad Daylight, and the movie starred Brian Dennehy, and it was Skidmore, Missouri.
Skidmore, that's it. And if you there was an article in the Post-Dispatch about Harley Race, and my brother and I laugh about this. Happenstance was that guy would go into the bar there in Skidmore and shake the people down for their money. Yeah. That Kenny was the big bully.
Right.
Happenstance one time, and this article was in the Post-Dispatch, that Harley Race happenstance was in that bar one day when that guy come in to shake those people down for their money. And he told them, the story goes, he told them, not today, Kenny, and he slugged him and knocked him out.
Wow.
Right there on the barroom floor.
Well, for anybody who doesn't know, real quickly, this is one of the greatest stories in all of American history, and it's true, and it happened in Skidmore, Missouri. And do you remember Kenny's last name, Dan, the bully? Okay, it started with an L, I think. Peon's going to look it up, but in a nutshell, here's the story. This guy was the town bully, and I mean beyond just the town bully. This guy was evil, and a bunch of the town's men finally got a gutful of this thug, and they shot him and killed him, and when they went to do the investigation, not one person to this day has ever ratted out anybody else. And this guy was riddled like a piece of Swiss cheese. The men folk, if you want to call them that, just caught him coming out of a cafe and air-conditioned his body with holds. It's a great story.
Yeah.
It's a great story.
Yeah, McElroy. That's who it was.
McElroy. We're out of time. Dan, we're out of time, but thank you for the call.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you.
I appreciate it. And then the book is good, but if you get a chance to rent or download the movie in broad daylight, Brian Dennehy plays Ken McElroy. What a great story. One of those times where this country kind of turned a blind eye, at least the local legal system, as they should have, instead of sending a bunch of good people to jail for doing away with a guy who was just pure evil.
Oh, he terrorized that entire town, didn't he? For a long time.
And he would literally like beat up and break the legs of elderly people. He's just a piece of crap. It's a great book and a great movie in broad daylight. We have to do a little business here. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 70 years this year. Now, I don't, after the end of December, I'm not going to be able to say it's their 70th birthday anymore. I could say 71, but for some reason, the round numbers are the most fun. Ooh, 20 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. All started by Daddy. Actually, 74 years ago when it was originally a refrigeration business, Bob Matheny Refrigeration Service. And then in 42, 4 years later, it became Matheny Heating and Cooling. And Rob and Tom and now the next generation of kids are making sure that it continues to be a business that carries the same reputation, the same integrity, the same trust factor. And that's what we're talking about here when you're talking about heating and cooling, because unless you have you know, those hoses that look like an octopus that they come out with and they hook a bunch of gauges up and there's like 6 meters going and they're reading pressure. Unless you have one of those at home and you know how to read it, you have to rely on what they say. And you hope that they're telling you the truth when they tell you this needs to be done or that needs to be done. And I've had them come out a couple of times at the house and it was so simple. And there's that, because in your mind you just decided, well, here comes a $500 expense. Mm-hmm. If it's not necessary, they won't do it. If it is, they will, and they'll do it right. Matheny Heating and Cooling, here's the website. It's as easy to remember as the name of the business, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Good afternoon, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon, Tina. It doesn't look like we really have many incidents going on. We do have a disabled vehicle. They just moved to the shoulder, 255 westbound after Lindbergh. Southbound 270, that's slowing south of 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Downtown, eastbound 40 is heavy Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Looks like westbound 70, just a little bit heavy right around Mid Rivers Mall Drive and then 79 through T.R. Hughes. And this traffic report is brought to you by Dish Network. If you hate missing your favorite primetime shows, get the Hopper from Dish. The Hopper has primetime anytime that lets you automatically record all four major networks of primetime TV and HD. Call Dish at 1-800-WATCH-TV. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When storms rain down on the Midwest.
Breaking news here on the Big 550 KTRS with this weather alert. Here's News Director Victoria Babu.
Metro St. Louis turns to KTRS.
There is a tornado warning now issued for Maryland Heights. I've got reports of sirens going off in the St. Louis City area. Hail is falling downtown.
When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
Victoria Babu, KTRS News.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
Think about your kitchen for a minute.
Wouldn't it look so much nicer if those countertops were granite?
They can be, and for a whole lot less than you might have imagined.
Granite Busters, St. Louis's number one name in granite countertops, accepted a double order of their top-selling colors, and their warehouse is overstocked.
So, until inventory runs out, Granite Busters is offering their top five selling granite colors for just $39.99 per square foot installed.
This isn't the cheap stuff.
We're talking the most in-demand granite colors, the ones that you'll see in the Decorator magazines for the lowest prices around.
Don't procrastinate, because once it's gone, these prices will be history.
Call Granite Busters now, 636-282-3900.
Pick the stone you want, schedule measurements and installation, and turn your kitchen into your favorite room.
Granite Busters also does bar tops, vanities, shower surrounds, fireplaces, and anything else you can imagine.
Visit the showroom and warehouse Monday through Saturday at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Or online at granitebustersstl.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The largest selection, the best value. You'll find it at Granite Busters.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-7389. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-7389. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-7389. That's 1-800-900-7389. 1-800-900-7389.
Men are so hard to shop for.
Women are so hard to shop for.
I mean, what do you buy a man? A tie?
You can't buy women clothes, and flowers get old after a while.
That's why I'm glad I discovered GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
GourmetGiftBaskets.com is perfect. They'll even give you a free gift-giving guide.
They have hundreds of gift basket ideas. Something perfect for every man.
Perfect for every woman.
Golfers, beer drinkers, baseball fans.
Chocolate lovers, wine connoisseurs.
Fishermen, sports fanatics.
Coffee lovers, spa lovers, health nuts, gardeners.
Perfect man gifts.
Perfect woman gifts.
Perfect for every occasion.
Perfect for every budget. And these are gourmet gift baskets.
Even Oprah gave them away on Dr. Phil's 1000th show.
And if you're a last-minute shopper like me, no problem.
Your gourmet gift basket can arrive the same day.
Now women are easy to shop for.
Now men are easy to shop for.
Just go to GourmetGiftBaskets.com and check out all the amazing gifts you can give.
They'll even give you a free gift-giving guide.
That's GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
You know, getting your teeth clean can clean out your wallet, too. It's true. If you don't have dental insurance, just a simple cleaning can cost over $100, and more expensive things like crowns or root canals, they can cost you hundreds more. But now you can help protect your smile and your wallet for less than a dollar a day, thanks to Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that pays cash for over 300 covered procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For free information, call now 1-800-600-9117. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, no matter what your situation, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, you can see any dentist you choose and never have to pay a deductible. So help protect your smile and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. For details and free information, call now 1-800-600-9117. 1-800-600-9117.
Problem. It's damp and uncomfortably humid in your house. And do I see mold? Not healthy. Think you can have a comfortable, healthy home with a portable dehumidifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air dehumidifier, you'll remove nasty humidity from every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it, and it's comfortable, healthier. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Scott Lee Heating Company, serving St. Louis County, or visit ScottLeeHeating.com.
Imagine two identical cars. One has been continuously filled with low detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be
Cher.
I'm gonna be the man
yes,
who makes next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be.
Back to the phones we go, even though they're lit up. We'll give you the numbers anyway. Somebody could drop off, you never know. Or we may wrap it up with a quick conversation with one or two of these people. 314-969-5877. Toll free. It's 888-550-5877. Here is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Frank. I got to tell you, the thing about the biscuits and that, I'll tell you what, that actually happened to me. I'm sitting in my living room, and I hear this pop. I go to the kitchen. I think, what in the heck was that? I open up my refrigerator, and I had a roll of those biscuits on the shelf, and it had totally exploded, and I had bits and pieces of biscuits all over. I had to clean out my refrigerator.
See, Mike, I don't doubt that for a minute, but the guy who, when he called and said, the woman yells, I've been shot. That's a story that I've heard before. No, I don't doubt for a minute that the thing, and I used to, as a kid, my brother and I would fight over who got to wrap the biscuit tube on the edge of the counter, because it was just such a cool thing when it blew open.
And when you unpeel it, I'm always afraid. I kind of hold it back and peel off.
It's like opening a bottle of champagne.
It's going to blow up in your face.
Yeah. Well, this thing, when it blew up, after we cleaned it up, I kept the package, and I looked on there for the expiration, and it was just me and two other friends of mine, and we shared an apartment, you know, and we looked at the expiration date on it, and it was like 18 or 19 months that we should have threw it away, you know.
Did you eat it anyway?
Yeah, I know. We cleaned it up, but when I heard this thing about it, I thought it was that, you know, I caught the tail end of it, that nobody knew, nobody would believe that a thing of biscuits will literally blow up like a bomb. It happened, and I was in my living room, and I heard this sound, and I couldn't find anything wrong until I opened up the refrigerator, and there was bits and pieces of biscuit all over the milk jug, all over my eggs, everything.
Kind of like when something in the microwave blows tomato sauce all over the inside of your microwave. Here's my question. How do they compress it in that cardboard tube to the point that it has that much pressure?
I don't know.
Maybe it expands over time when they put it in, because, you know, it's like has yeast in it, and it expands over time.
Or maybe they put it in under extremely cold conditions or something.
I don't know.
Mike, we appreciate the call.
Hey, listen, nice talking to you.
Well, nice talking to you.
And it was the best quality time I've had all day.
Oh, wow.
That's even better. That's even better than my pleasure.
Put a little spin on it.
I'll take that. Shane, what's up?
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
Everybody should be. In a perfect world, everybody would be.
All right. I was wanting to talk a little bit about that Kenrex McElroy story.
In Skidmore, Missouri.
The bully of Nottoway County.
Okay, go right ahead.
I attended college up at St. Joe, up in the northwest part of the state, and lived up there for a number of years. And I hunted with some people who grew up around Nottoway County and up around the Skidmore area. So, you know, I got a little interested in it, being from out of state originally, and that really was something. I did a lot of research on it over the years and kind of followed that whole story. The guy was a cattle rustler. He was a farm implement thief. He was a blackmailer. He was a shakedown artist.
No, he's just one of those people who's just flat out evil. Just mean.
He wasn't only evil. He had everybody in law enforcement scared.
I remember that part. Cops were afraid to pull the guy over.
I know the sheriffs up there they kind of kept a wide berth, but I mean he even made the state patrol nervous up in that part of the state.
Wow. Yeah.
Because they just didn't know what the guy was capable of doing if they ever came to, you know, a confrontation with him.
And he was he was a big guy too. So if it's one cop pulling him over, you better call for some assistance.
He's buried in a cemetery up in St. Joe.
Yeah.
Well, and
What year did that happen? What year was it that they shot him?
It would have been in the early 80s.
Okay.
I'm going to say 83, 84.
Did he get along with his own family? Does anybody know? Did he have family around?
Actually, he had an extended family, and he had a lot of kids. And, you know, the funny thing was the guy constantly had new vehicles. He had all the toys. He gave the family everything, which, of course, you know, the way he was getting the money, the means he was using to get the money to do this. But
you know, that's typical.
Pulled him, they actually pulled him out of a pickup sitting in front of the bar on Main Street in Skidmore the day they shot him.
And the family?
They pulled his wife out of the truck
so they wouldn't get hurt.
Before they started shooting.
Yeah, cause,
and he was driving a brand new Ford F-150 at the time, and when the shot that hit him killed him, his foot went down on the accelerator pedal, and they let the truck sit there and rev until the engine blew.
Yeah, now it's all coming back. It's been a while since I've seen it, but I do remember that.
But well, if his wife was there, didn't she want to report them? Or?
Well, yeah, she was trying to point fingers, but like you stated
earlier,
nobody was going to say a word.
I'll bet you deep down she's glad the scumbag was dead. You know, come on. You know he beat her. She's probably thinking, thanks, everybody, for killing my husband. Shane, thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
All righty. He didn't say it was his pleasure. Well, it takes some time for some people to catch on, I guess. Window World. They spend a lot of money on advertising. That's a good thing for radio stations, TV stations, newspapers. Here's why it's kind of the bad news to that is if they only spent money here, it'd be real easy to tell how effective the advertising was. They're not selling any windows. Nobody's responding. Well, we only bought KTRS. It's not working. But they spend money other places. And they're really diligent when it comes to tracking the response, which brings me to the most important thing that you could ever do for us and the thing that we will be so grateful for. And that is when you call Window World, whether or not you end up buying the windows, We've never told anybody what to do. We didn't say you have to buy here. All we ask is you give our advertisers a shot at your business, and you're shopping for windows, give Window World a shot. Let them know your AM and the PM, because they keep a real close eye on what customer came from what advertising. So if you would tell them your AM and the PM, we would really appreciate that. And what I think is going to happen is that I don't care if you look at 10 other window companies or 3, or I think you're going to end up going with Window World, because when you're the company everybody else tries to copy, and it's easy to copy the price. That's easy. They're $189. You make your window $189. You make your ads the same color as their ads. If they're print, kind of look like them. That's easy. Here's what you can't copy. You can't copy the quality of that window. You can't. Not at that price. They do it. Don't ask me how, but nobody else has been able to come up with a window of that quality that's backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal, with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, and with a lifetime warranty. Only Window World has been able to do that. So if that's the window you want, and you want to make sure you're getting not just a window that costs $189, there are a couple of others out there. You want Window World, you go to this website, windowworld.com.
Here's Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oaklanding traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot. We do have, it looks like we've got a stalled vehicle or a minor accident that's partially blocking it's a stalled vehicle on the exit from northbound 270 onto Manchester. Southbound 270 slow 40 through Doherty Ferry. We do have eastbound 270 heavy Lindbergh through 170. Westbound 70, that's slowing as you go past the airport just a little bit. Then you're heavy again from 370 through T.R. Hughes in pockets. And then on eastbound 40, you're slow now, Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Jersey Mike Subs. Want to download great instructional videos from gold medalist Christine Rampone, captain of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team? Visit JerseyMikeSubs.com or JerseyMikes.com or any store. Jersey Mike Subs, always fresh sliced, always fresh grilled. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We know. Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day. What app is that? The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big
1-800-926-8550, no matter where in the world you are.
Hi, George Weber. Weber Value Pricing and Weber Trade Assistance continue. Every vehicle is available at Weber Value Price, including Cruises for $15,900 and Malibu LTs for $17,400. That's an LT with aluminum wheels and lots of upgrades for less than other dealers' base Malibus. There are no gimmicks. The Weber Value Price is available to everyone with no asterisks and no hidden rebates. With Weber Trade Assistance, when you trade a vehicle, you will receive top dollar for your trade and pay $1,000 less for a new car or $2,000 less for a new truck, including Silverado, Traverse, and Equinox. Yes, that makes your Cruise price just $14,900 and your Malibu LT price just $16,400 minus your trade. Again, every vehicle is on sale. Check out WeberChevrolet.com, then take off an additional up to $2,000 when you trade. That's $14,900 for a Cruise, $16,400 for a Malibu LT, $1,000 under Weber Value Price on every car, and $2,000 under every truck. It's only at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations are at WeberChevrolet.com. Chevy runs deep.
This is the Big 550.
Yeah, baby.
KTRS.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Did your home get hit with damage from the recent April storms? Whether your roof suffered damage from rain, wind, or hail, most insurance companies let you file a claim for up to 1 year. Call Storm Chief today and let them work with your insurance company to get the problem fixed. Even if you've been denied in the past, call Storm Chief and let them help you get your claim approved and your number one investment protected. Call Storm Chief today, 636-614-3140, to schedule your free inspection. Storm Chief, 636-614-3140, and Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Contractor.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Hello.
The Big 550.
Hi.
KTRS.
After a long day at work, all you want to do is relax. But how can you possibly relax when you can't seem to get comfortable? Nothing can make you feel more comfortable at home than a new Lennox home comfort system from Hoff Heating and Air Conditioning. Let Hoff Heating and Air Conditioning's professionally trained service and installation staff handle all your indoor comfort needs. Visit HoffHeating.com for our current specials. Hoff Heating, since 1983, making your family's comfort our family's business.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.com, the talk of St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.